Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you all, the happiest moments
that I'll never know. Once upon a long time ago,
anyone listening to our show have heard this song played many times, because that's what we do here on the Eastern Airlines Radio Hour, is we go back a long time ago. Listening to that song, I guess it was the last broadcast that we did, I put together a different lyric to that song and want to play it, and then we'll get to our special guest that we have for you this afternoon. But here is another rendering, and that's the producer's rendering. May be sued for it by the writer of the song, but at any rate, I enjoy reading it the way I would read it if Eastern was in the song. It goes, once there was a neighborhood street, mail planes, silver planes, and airplane seats. A house full of love, a great place to grow old, once upon a long time ago. If I could only go back again to Eastern Airlines and all of my friends from Eastern, once upon a long time ago. I'll never fly off to Neverland. I'll never travel in time. All I can do is the best I can go there in my mind. My friends, I would feel safe with people I know. So I close my eyes, imagine I'm there. Eastern Airlines and people who care. Hot summer nights and cold winter and snow from once upon a long time ago. I smile as I look back at all the roads I crossed, traveling down memory lane, but without all those that I've loved and lost, life is just not the same. For all the Eastern good times I can recall, to all those I've loved, God bless you all. The happiest moment that I'll ever know, once upon a long time ago. So that's our song, Miss Peggy Goodrich. And we would like to welcome you to our show this afternoon. And first of all, I'm going to ask you where you are.
I'm in my house in College Park.
Okay, and we understand that you are about, or have you already celebrated your 98th birthday?
I'm not celebrating it anymore. I used to have friends who would take me out or something. I'm perfectly happy just being here with my two cats.
Well, you're also with a bunch of Eastern people right now during this radio hour, and we're so happy to have you with us today. And we got the information about your 98th and from the Silver Liners. Are you familiar with the Silver Liners?
Oh, heavens yes.
Okay. Well, they clued me in as to about you, and I said, well, it would be nice to call Peggy. And by the way, my wife she just came into the room here. Her name is Peggy also. She thinks I'm talking to her.
My first trip with Eastern, you introduced yourself to the captain, and I told him my name was Marguerite Goodrich, you know, and he said, oh, I can't remember that. I'm going to call you Peggy. I said, you go ahead. I'm not going to answer. But it's stuck. But only
okay.
The airline people call me that. My family calls me Margie.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions.
But I like my name, Marguerite. I like it.
I like it, too. That's a beautiful name, Marguerite. I'm going to ask
only
you a couple of
one other in my lifetime, and she also flew for Eastern.
Okay, well, we're going to ask you some questions. I'm going to start it off, and then I'm going to let our host ask a question and see if we can recall your Eastern days. And so my question to you is, when did you, if you remember when you started to work for Eastern, do you?
Oh, yeah.
What year?
Little DC-3, yeah.
What year was that, Peggy? Marguerite?
Oh, God. 51.
Okay. All right.
I think
very
so.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
All right. Well, I'm going to open up the microphones to all of our hosts that are here, and perhaps they've got a question they'd like to ask you about flying back in those days, and if you can remember some of the pilots that you flew with. So the first host, who might want to start this off?
It's Chuck.
Chuck, go
Hi,
ahead.
Chuck.
I wanted to know if she ever met Captain Eddie.
Oh, yes, I met Captain Eddie at the old airport and operations in Chicago.
Well, that's great.
Yes.
It must have been really nice to know somebody of that caliber.
Well, what was amazing, I was so surprised. He was not a very big man.
Well, that's terrific to hear. I'm glad you had that experience.
Yeah, I was lucky. I did get to meet him.
How about it, Jim or Mike?
Peggy, where were you stationed, or where were you based back in the early days?
I've always been in Atlanta.
Oh,
okay. I thought maybe
at
you...
At that time, we only had openings in Atlanta and New York, and I didn't want to live in New York and have to ride a subway to work.
Well, I guess
right,
you didn't...
I've always lived right around the airport.
I guess you didn't. I was going to ask you if you had flown with my dad. His name was Dale Scott. He started in 1941.
I know the name, but I did fly with him, yeah.
Yeah, so he started with Eastern in 41, and tomorrow would have been his 106th birthday if he was still with us.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. How many years did he fly?
35.
Oh, that's like a bee. It was a great job. And I was very fortunate. I got to fly MAC, military airlift, so I got to fly to the military bases and all over the world.
Well, that's great stuff. I mean, that's back in those days. That's you were in the era of real aviation.
Yeah,
it's really. I love to talk to people who have been from way back there because you were the pioneers of all of this stuff.
Yeah, the little old DC-3 days where you made 15 stops to Boston and one of the little stations, you had like a little drawer you pulled out with your garbage in. The agents were busy, and you would take your little pile of garbage over the fence and dump it in a barrel. And I thought, what flight attendant would do that now? And I have swept an airplane, put clean pillowcases on pillows. it was great. It was a wonderful life.
That's great. Jim, do you want to ask a question about maybe some of the people that she might have known in Atlanta? Because you and I were both based in Atlanta.
Yeah, well, as I say, both of the people I associated with were airline people. You remember Farabee Cooper?
Yes, we do remember
Ted
Farabee.
English.
Ted
English.
Ted English was a flight attendant.
Yeah. Yeah.
They called them pursers back in those days, didn't they, Peggy?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but I still stay in touch with Ted. He and I got to fly military airlift together.
Okay.
Oh, but
well,
Flight Mac was...
Peggy, did you happen
flight
to know...
Flight Mac was really great, yeah.
He was a flight attendant. His name was Nick Plakis. Do you remember him?
No, I know the name, but I would know what he looked like, but I know the name.
Yeah, he was probably in the same
Where
era or maybe a little earlier.
Yes.
Peggy, do you remember Mark Britt?
Oh, heavens, yes. Oh, I loved old Mark, yes.
Yeah, he was
a favorite. How about Dennis Van Huff?
Oh, Van Huff, yeah, I remember that. I never did fly with him. I used to fly with Mark a lot in the 727.
He was a character. You know, walked out, getting off the airplane at an intermediate station, that passengers say, you sure got a nice stewardess here. And he'd look at the passenger and said, yeah, too bad she ain't pretty. And I had one man get so angry. Of course, I'd fallen on the floor laughing.
How about Jim Talton? Do you remember Jim?
Oh, yes, I know Jim. Yeah. Gosh. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Of course.
Tall,
they're all
tall,
long gone. Yes.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of some of the others I flew with. But
I like the
early days the best.
Yeah, yeah.
When you flew your little DC-3, your Martins, the Condors, and Constellations.
Did you ever fly any of the jet aircraft, or did you retire prior to that?
At the very end, yeah, I did, yeah. Well, we flew military. Yeah.
Okay, that's right. The DC-8s. You flew the DC-8s then, didn't you?
Yeah. Layover in Guam. You have never found anything exciting about Guam.
So you were
Olivia,
not
Tripoli, North Africa.
Okay. All right.
See, I was fortunate enough to be able to hold military on a bid. Yeah, a lot of flight attendants never got to fly it. They never had enough seniority.
Yeah. Well, most of your flying were done way back when the World War II pilots were, the World War was over, and they came back and flew for Eastern. And so I guess most of the guys that you did fly with were ex-military pilots.
My brother Paul was... A pilot during that time. He was killed the day the war ended.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, he was all packed up, and that was a big blast, that last one. Anything that they could throw in the air, they did. He was all packed up to come home, and they needed a pilot. He said, I'll go. And he was killed,
Oh, goodness.
Shot down over, I forget where it was. He and one other of the men, because they didn't have autopilot back there. They went down with the airplane.
Yeah. And
he was 23 years old.
Goodness. So many young people died in that war. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, he loved flying. He always did. We grew up near a small airport. Yeah.
You know, Peggy,
he had a wonderful life. At the short time he was here.
Yeah.
But you know why I became a stewardess? My sister was the one. They were running ads in the paper and where they were interviewing at one of the hotels. And she said, I think I'll go. And I said, I will too. She said, they'll never take you. You're too skinny and you got a big nose. And they took me and not her.
Well, yeah. I know you know one of the most famous and best flight attendants that I think I ever flew with, and that's Margie Boyle. Do you remember Margie?
Oh, yeah. Margie and I were friends, yeah. Yeah.
What a great flight attendant.
She was the number one stewardess in Atlanta, seniority-wise, when I came to Atlanta. Of course, when I left, I probably was number one because I flew 35 years.
Wow.
That's a long time.
That's a long time. Yes, it is.
I went from a young girl to an old lady.
Well, Mike, you had a question for Peggy?
Yes, Peggy, what was your middle name?
Diana.
Diana, I'm looking at a July 1st, 1967, Eastern Airlines MAC flight attendant seniority list. And it shows you as number 46, M.D. Goodrich out of Atlanta.
Yeah, that was me.
Oh, yeah. My golly. Where did you come up with that, Mike?
I don't remember where I got it, but it was stuck with my seniority stuff.
Oh, God.
I'll be darned. Yeah, I have a bunch of stuff here, and I thought when I go to the happy on the ground, somebody's going to throw it away.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, well. I have a I did a lot of publicity stuff for Eastern, too, so I have a lot of stuff in my scrapbook. Yeah.
So did you meet, were you working, yes, in the 60s too, weren't you?
Oh, yeah, 50.
Yeah, 35 years, sure.
This list I had was from 1967.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we may have flown with each other, Peggy. I don't remember.
We could have. I think I flew just about with everybody.
Jim Holder, you flew the Electra, and I did too, and 727, and I did too.
I started with the DC-3s, and the Constellations, and the Marks, and the Convairs.
Yeah.
How many years did you say you flew?
I flew 26 years. I was hired in February of 63, and I started out on the Convair. And I used to fly with pilots like Tom Mayberry. I know you know Tom.
Oh, yeah, Tom. Oh, heavens, yes.
Full Tanks Mayberry, they used to call him. Full
Don
Tanks
Cole,
Mayberry.
Earl Miles.
Oh, yes, yes. Go ahead, name some more. You got a better memory than I do.
Oh, I tell you, I loved Earl. Oh, God.
Earl Miles
was the sweetest person,
And Pat Prince, another great one.
I did fly much with him, so.
Yeah. How about Muddy Waters?
Oh, forget it. I don't think he was really friends with anybody. I took no guff off for him. He was an arrogant bastard.
Yeah,
and probably was a nice guy, maybe, off the airplane. They're
goodness.
All gone. I shouldn't speak of him like that.
Well, I'm gonna play you a happy birthday song right about now. So let's get that out of the way. All right. And I don't know which one it is. I picked several of them, and I picked one also. I want you to hear that Mike Scott, one of our hosts, sent me, and I just thought it was a great song. So I'm going to play that probably the last song I play before we go off air. But here is one for you, Peggy.
Okay.
Looks like it's someone's birthday today, and I think that someone is you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to someone, and I think that person is you. Happy birthday to you. Enjoy your day.
Yeah, that's the one I chose. Not that one.
Happy birthday to you. happy birthday to you. My dear friend, we've come to say best wishes on your special day. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Dear, we've come to say best wishes on your special day. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, Peggy.
Blow out those candles.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Host, any other, Al or anyone else or Jim or Chuck, got a question?
I was wondering if other than some of the Eastern family, does she remember any famous, like, movie stars or somebody that flew on her flights?
Good question.
Oh, yeah. Miss Kitty from Gunsmoke, Amanda Blake, Terry Colbo, Bing Crosby. I can't remember some. Some of them I can't remember. And a lot of them didn't want anybody to know, you know, so they would leave them alone. Johnny Mathis.
Oh, wow.
Yes. But most of the time, you know, when the airplanes got bigger, you know, and they got on, you didn't get to notice them that much. But the, you know, 40, 44 passengers, you got to talk to them.
Yeah.
Do you remember a boxer named Slapsy Maxy Rosenblum?
Slapsy Maxy, I think I remember the name, but
Rosenblum,
not the person.
Rosenblum, yeah. Oh, he gave me a great big autographed picture of himself, and I still have it.
I got another Atlanta caller. Who might that be? 77436.
I don't know that.
Dot Brock.
Dot.
Oh, hi, Dot.
Hey, Peggy, how are you? It's so good to hear you. You sound like you're 24 again.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I can't remember back that far.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm getting close to 100, yeah.
I know. That's what everybody says, that you got a birthday. Oh, my gosh.
Yes. God,
and, you know, we were all talking about how you used to keep the airplane so clean. And we'd wait until you and Peggy Leroy went to the bathroom before we go to the bathroom, because we knew it would be sparkling when we came out. I mean, you would scrub the coffee pots, and you brought your own cleaning supplies with you.
Yeah. But it used to amaze me. They'd reach up, get the coffee pot down, put it out, make a coffee. Didn't rinse it out or anything. Dirty on the outside. There's roaches running around. And it amazed me. It amazed me. People would wash. Well, I always washed it when I put it back. But most people just put it back dirty. And I'd always get on and wash all the snack trays.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I know, not change the subject, but you used to go up on the roof and change your tiles, you know, fix the
shingles.
Roof and everything. Shingles. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to
think of. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey. you do what you got to do.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
and there were two guys that lived next door to you that they wanted you to transfer to Chicago with them, and I think at one time you were considering it.
Yeah,
weren't you?
Yeah, I had thought, because you know I lived in I was born in Chicago, but I had lived in Chicago for years and took ballet lessons, had a good job, everything, but. But to be based in Chicago, no. That was a terrible base, yeah. And having to get on the subway or bus or whatever at wee hours in the morning to go to the airport, no way.
Oh,
here in College Park, you just called a cab and you were there in 10 minutes.
I know it. Oh, gosh.
I like being based here. I've always lived it. I've lived at East Point, College Park, and Hapeville, yeah.
Uh-huh. I remember when you lived there. And Farabee Cooper was a real good friend of yours, and you guys used to talk all the time. Yeah.
Yes. She's in a nursing home somewhere. And when I called, I don't know if they moved her or what, but mentally she's out of it. She has no idea. She thinks she's in a motel.
I know it. Unfortunately, she is. She's starting to get into dementia.
She has no one bless her heart.
Yeah, I know.
But she's well cared for. That's what's important.
That's right. Well, I'm going to hang up and let you continue talking with these guys. But you sound so good, and I just wanted to say hello, and I hope you live another 98 years old.
There you go.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Johnny.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. You used to fly with them and with her,
yeah.
And remember the good days.
Yeah, and some of them are still around, thank God. You remember Ted English?
Ted, yeah, a male flight yeah. attendant. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Ted's a real good friend, yeah.
There
but
was
both,
one...
both of them are long gone. You know, they went back to
yeah.
wherever their roots were, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, Ted was a
yeah,
kind of a small guy. Yeah, I think the best I can recall.
Yeah, very slender.
Yeah.
Always
yeah.
beautifully groomed.
Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah, going with the airlines, I think, how fortunate. You know how I became a stewardess, though? They were running an ad in the Chicago Tribune interviewing at one of the hotels in downtown Chicago. And I said to my sister, oh, I think I'll go. She said, they'll never take you. You're skinny, you're ugly, and you got a big nose. They took me. They didn't take her. She was too tall.
Oh, golly. How old were you? Well, how old were you then?
I wasn't young. I was 28 when I came with you.
28? Okay.
Yeah, I had been a dental assistant before
ah.
that. Yeah.
Okay.
But it was just out of other words. She said that, you know, it had never entered my mind, you know. At one time, to be a stewardess was like being a movie star. I never thought of being a stewardess ever. But whoever thought I'd stay on for 35 years?
Well, Peggy, it sounds like you were the equivalent of another good friend of mine, captain, that I really enjoyed flying with throughout my career as a first officer. And you were so clean in the cabin, and this captain was so clean in the cockpit. And I'm sure you remember Captain Bill Malone.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Bill, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well,
did he clean up the cockpit?
Did oh,
he
did
cockpit?
He? He sure did. He had a little paintbrush, and he would sweep the instrument panel and all the instruments
oh,
and
my.
The overhead and everything. And, you know, pilots getting in their seat every once in a while would get their hair locked into one of the switches or knobs on the overhead panel, and he would detect that, and he'd get rid of that, and oh, he kept that cockpit immaculate. Sounds like the same that you used to do.
You used to base me. They'd get on, open the compartment, grab a coffee pot, make a coffee. Well, 9 times out of 10, they put the coffee pot back dirty, and even if it was rinsed, there's bugs, there's roaches on there. I say, aren't you going to wash that?
Did you fly the L-1011, Peggy? Did you fly the L-1011?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I flew them all. Started with the DC-3.
Yeah.
Convair, flew all the Condies.
Nah,
I love the Condies. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I tell you, I lay in bed at night and say to God, thank you, Jesus, I had such a good life. Not only do I have a good job, but I have good health. I don't have any the problems that elderly people have. I just now start having arthritis in my hands, no place else.
My
I don't
goodness.
Have to use a cane or a walker or anything.
I feel like I want to reach out over the air and touch you.
But, you know, I said I'm so lucky that I could still use my hands because I love to write. I've written just short stories, make my own little books and illustrate them for kids, tons of poetry, yeah.
Oh, golly. I'd love
yeah,
to have
so,
some of
so
that. Oh, we're going to do a show on the MAC operation here next month, and if you don't mind, I'd like to call you and get your thoughts about the MAC operation that you flew.
Yeah, oh, I wouldn't mind.
Okay, we've got several people that signed up for it. So
yeah, I was lucky to be able to hold it on a bid. Yeah.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
yeah.
I never would have gone to the Philippines or Guam or Vietnam.
Yeah.
You haven't lived till you've been on Guam.
Well,
amen.
I turned I turned Guam down. I was, after Eastern folded, I was hired by Continental and went through their DC-10 program, and then they were going to, they assigned bases to all of us Eastern people, and I was chosen to go to Guam, and I was living in Pensacola, and I said, well, I've never lost anything in Guam, so I don't think I'm going to go, and I quit Continental. That was it.
Well, Guam was terrible back then. It was, you know, used for military during the war, but now it is considered the Miami Beach for the Japanese.
Oh,
that's where
okay.
the Japanese go from Japan. And I understand it's beautiful now.
Yeah.
But
well.
It was horrible back then. Oh, it was terrible. Yeah. But I still felt I was fortunate to be able to fly there to Vietnam.
Well, you
the
know,
Philippines,
Peggy, these,
yeah.
These flight attendants and stewardesses, as we call, we used to call them, they kind of got a different scenario going today compared to what you had to do back in the old days in the DC-3. You had to learn how to take care of people walking uphill.
Yeah, and high heels. And always kept your hat on. Boarded the passengers with your white gloves on. those were great days. And flew with some wonderful, wonderful people that are all long gone. Yeah.
Pat Case, do you remember flying with Pat?
Oh, yeah. I knew Pat real well. Yeah.
Oh.
Sure did. I don't even know if she's still alive.
No, she's not. She passed away several years ago. Yeah, she
gosh,
was married to George Cochran. You remember George?
Oh, yeah. He was a little cutie pie.
Lonesome George, yeah.
Yeah, he was. And how about Dennis Van Hus?
I didn't know too much about him. I never did fly with him. Jim, you may
he
have flown with him.
He was an easy person to know, but I'll never forget this one time. We were airborne, and he had to go to the bathroom, and walking down the aisle, some passenger reached and touched him on the arm and said to him, Captain, you sure have a nice stewardess here. And he said, yeah, but too bad she ain't pretty. Oh, that passenger got so angry with it. And, of course, I was falling on the floor laughing, you know. He was such a character. Yeah, Don Cole, all of them.
Don Cole, what a great guy he was. And
yeah, he
Justin
Griner,
did you fly with Justin Griner much?
No, I never got to fly with Justin, no.
And George, of course, George was New Orleans-based and a chief pilot in New Orleans.
Yeah. But it was
Gib
a great Garin, job,
Gib
I'll
Garin,
tell you.
Did you ever fly with Gib?
Who?
Gib Garin.
I still can't hear the name.
Garin, Gib Garin.
No, I don't know that name at all. No.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah.
It's I'm going to play another record, and.
Okay.
And this is the one that I've been talking about that I think you'll like. I hope you will. It's called. It's by Alan Jackson. He's one of our favorite singers, my favorite singers, and Mike Scott also, because he sent this to me asking me to play this song. So, Mike, here's your song.
Here it is.
Life through curves, there was joy, there was hurt, remember when. Remember when old ones died and new were born, life was changed, disassembled, rearranged. We came together, fell apart, and broke each other's hearts. Remember when.
Songs like that, I always want to insert Eastern Airlines into the lyrics for some reason.
Yeah. Exactly.
Beautiful song. Yeah. Beautiful song.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. But as I say, what good memories. And how many people can say that when they're old and retired, look back and think, oh, I'd like to live that life over again. Oh, have a great life, yeah.
Very, very true. Very
exactly.
True.
That's why
grew
I always say I got a true.
Wonderful
I always
parents and everything. Yeah, lucky me.
Yeah.
Peggy, I always said I always have. I tell everybody I have a terrific future, but it's all behind me.
But as I said, here I am getting close to 100. It could still live in my old house. I'm
and
so lucky.
Yeah. Peggy, did you ever marry and have a family?
I don't do the yard. Pardon?
Did you ever marry and have a family?
Me? No, I never wanted to get married. No, no,
okay.
I saw how hard my mama worked. No, my sister never married. And my sister was, when she would travel to Europe, they thought she was Ava Gardner. My sister was gorgeous and had a gorgeous figure. And I was this little skinny old thing. Yeah, my sister passed away this year. Yeah, I lost my last sibling. Yeah,
she was young, much younger than you?
No, not a lot. My mother had 5 children in 10 years. So we were close together. I lost my oldest brother in the war. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. They're all gone, though. Yeah. But I always say
anyone that had ever worked for Eastern Airlines have two families. And our personal family, our family at home, and our flying family. It was a fantastic.
Well, I don't think as the years went by that it was the same. I think the early years were wonderful. I can remember when we got our new little Martins and little Convairs. Woo! I thought we were really uptown. and they were pretty little airplanes. But I think how many stops we made? 44 passengers. You did it all by yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't have any serving carts or anything. You carried everything out yourself.
In high heels.
Yeah.
But it was great. Yeah, and nice layover, to be able to lay over in New York and go to the theater. I even took ballet classes when I used to fly New York, because it was easier than taking ballet classes here in Atlanta. See, I wanted to be a ballerina at one time.
Well, you know, Peggy, I remember in the Convair, we would fly all those legs that you mentioned, and I used to fly one from Washington all the way down to Miami, and making all the stops. It must have made at least a dozen or more. And you guys would serve, you flight attendants would serve the crew meal, and sometimes we'd have to eat between the outer marker and the runway. And here's a food tray right in your lap, you know, and you continue eating after you landed. Yeah, I remember those
and
days.
And I think one flight attendant on the Convair, and you did it by yourself, the meal, and you know what the killer was? Is when they put liquor on. That's when it made it rough for us.
Yeah.
But you did it all by yourself.
Yeah.
As they got on, you know, you pulled the tickets, filled out the loading record. At the beginning, I can remember the little DC-3 days, some of the stations, the guys did everything, and you needed your little containers with hot water. You'd go inside to get your own hot water, take your garbage out by the fence and dump it in the barrel.
You know, here's a story.
Always with your hat on.
Here's a story I've told on the radio before, and I'll tell you that when I was hired and I got on the line and started flying the Convair down to Miami, I flew one of my first trips. I had a nice layover, 30-hour layover in Miami, and then you'd head back. And I remember the flight number 687. Went up to Syracuse, from Miami to Syracuse, and we laid over. I went to the airport the next morning, real early, to do the pre-flight, And while I was on the airplane, here comes a flight attendant that gotten out of her car at the parking lot and crossed the fence. Now, keep in mind, this was in 1963. And so I went in after pre-flighting, went in and asked the captain if there's anything else I could do or something like that. But went back, and it had rained. And the flight attendant, her first name was Lorraine. I can't remember her last name. But it had rained, and she had taken her skirt and her blouse off and put it on the radio rack in the cockpit to dry. As you recall, the radios were right there in the cockpit. And when I came back to the airplane and went up the stairs, and here's a gal in a bra and panties, and she was a flight attendant. And I said, man, I'm going to really enjoy this job.
The new look.
True story.
You know what, though, for our first stop, we made 15 stops. Can you imagine it? Made three stops between Atlanta, Spartanburg, Spartanburg, Greenville, Charlotte, then Greensboro, High Point. We made every stop there was to make to Boston. Up, down, all by yourself, I have friends that fly for American, And boy, I tell you, it's a different story now. Oh, I wouldn't be a flight attendant now for all the tea in China.
Well, the oldest flight attendant still flying, I think, was an Eastern flight attendant. I can't think of her first name, but I think it was Helen, wasn't it, or something like that. She's still flying with America.
She's over 90 years old.
Yes, yeah, she's over 90?
Yeah.
She was Eastern?
Oh, gosh.
Yes, yeah, she started with Eastern, then went, you know, with the, I guess, when Eastern went out of business, went over to American or somehow.
Yeah, a lot of people did. Yeah, a lot of some people I know went to fly for American, yeah. But
what
I did 35 years. Wow.
Put it in your computer and find out who is the oldest flight attendant flying today. And Mike, and I can't do it on mine, but I know you probably.
But would you believe
her.
I don't own a computer, never had one, don't want one.
Good for you. Good for
well,
you.
I see.
I'm the only person on planet Earth that sits down and writes 10-page letters to people. I still love the written word, and I still like to draw. I don't know what I'll do with the stuff, but I still like to draw.
Used to do a lot of cooking, Mike?
And baking, too, but I don't anymore. Yeah. Yeah.
Mike has got the oldest one for us. Mike, who?
No, I didn't have it. I was looking at the max seniority list here. The one that was number one for Eastern was a V.J. Routh was her name.
No, that I think was New York-based, though.
But she was Miami-based.
The senior
one from Atlanta was an M.W. Boyle.
Margie Boyle.
Oh, Margie Boyle. Yeah, I knew Margie. Margie, when I first came with Easter, you looked up to her like she was a goddess. Ooh, she'd been flying like 5 years. Yeah.
Who is the oldest flight attendant for Delta Airlines?
Pardon?
Oh, we got Chuck trying to... Chuck is trying to
Hello?
Find some information for us. Yeah.
Peggy, the job as a flight attendant. Now, 59 years later, she is saying goodbye to the company she has loved dearly for most of her life, but not just any goodbye would do.
Okay.
Her name is Roberta Alpert, A-L-P-E-R-T.
Now, I know the name, but I cannot place the girl. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she was New York-based.
Didn't say that. She'd been with
them
15
years. Yeah.
Well, I see one here on that just came up. I'm not sure how many others. There was one called by the name of Betty Nash.
That's her.
She was,
that's
she's,
her.
She's 83 years old.
Yeah, Betty
Nash.
Yeah,
I know the name, but I don't know the person. No.
Well.
See, I had 10 years working with the public before I came with Eastern. I was 28 when I came with Eastern.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the only reason I did, you know, I told you my sister wanted to be a stewardess, and they were running an ad in the Chicago Tribune, and I said, I think I'd try Sheila. They'll never take you. You're too skinny. You got a big nose. They took me and didn't take her.
It says here on the Internet that Betty Nash is the oldest senior flight attendant in the world. She's 83 years old. She's been working for 61 years of service.
She was still flying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still flying.
As of April 30th, 2019.
Wow.
I think she still
is
flying.
Hey, it's a great job. Yeah. It's a great job. You don't have to go to work 5 days a week. Duh.
Yeah.
But I was lucky. I got to fly military airlift, so I was lucky. I got to fly that. Yeah,
Mike.
It was a picture on the internet here of Nash with standing in by the side of a an Eastern Airlines Martin 404. I'll send it to you guys.
Oh, Martins of the Convairs, yeah. When I came with Eastern, it was DC-3s and Constellations.
Yeah.
Then came the, I love flying the Connies.
Well, we're going to play one more, and then we are almost over our time here, but I want to play this one before we sign off. And again, again, I think you'll enjoy this song, I believe, if it's the one I'm thinking about. And it's a wish. It's called My Wish. And Rascal Flatts.
Okay, thanks.
But don't hang up.
I hope the days come easy and the moments pass slow, and each road leads you where you wanna go. And if you're faced with a choice and you have to choose, I hope you choose the one that means the most to you. And if one door opens to another door closed, I hope you keep on walking till you find the window. If it's cold outside, show the world the warmth of your smile. But more than anything, more than anything, my wish for you is that this life becomes all that you wanted to. Your dreams stay big, your worries stay small. You never need to carry more than you can hold. And while you're out there getting where you're getting to, I hope you know somebody loves you and wants the same things too. But you never forget all the ones who love you in the place you left. I hope you always forgive and you never regret, and you help somebody every chance you get. Oh, you find God's grace in every mistake, and always give more than you take. But more than anything, yeah, more than anything.
Never heard that song before, but it's a beautiful song. And
well, that's kind of country. I don't understand country music.
I don't stand to the modern music, Peggy. All I hear is drums and electric guitars. I never hear any lyrics anymore from people like Perry Como, whom you had on your flight one day, I think, on one trip. Yeah.
You know what I was raised on? What kind of music I was raised on? Opera, believe it or not.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I've got an area 678. Where is 678?
I don't know.
And call in to listen to the show. And great talking with you today.
Thank you, Peggy, and I enjoyed talking with you.
Many, many more to come. And we'll be talking with you before... sometimes in June, if you don't mind, I'll give you a call and let you know when we're going to do the Mac operations story broadcast.
Yeah, I hope I'm still here.
Yeah, and see if you can be with us and talk about your times on the Mac. We've got several people that will be on that show.
I'd love to.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Now listen to our sign-off music, because this is a song we use to sign off every show that we do on the Eastern Airlines Radio Hour. It was written by Merle Haggard in an airplane,
looking out the window,
seeing the sun reflect on another airplane just below them going the opposite direction. And here's that song by Mr. Merle Haggard.
Okay.
Silver shining in the sunlight, roaring engines
flag. They're taking you away and leaving me lonely. Silver wings slowly fading out of sight. Don't leave me, I cry. Don't take that airplane ride. But
Captain,
you locked me out of your mind and left me standing here behind. Silver wings shining in the sunlight. Glory.
Guys, thank you so much for being on the show today and chatting with Peggy Goodrich. And Peggy, thank you so much for being with us.
I enjoyed
it.
Bye, Peggy.
Jim Holder. Just got a note from Jim Holder here to turn his mic on.
I did. I turned his mic on. And
oh, okay.
His mic was on. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Happy birthday, Peggy.
God bless you. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Silver wings shining in the sunlight. Roaring engines headed somewhere in flight. They're taking you away.